Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you? For no reason at all. For its own sake. Just for the experience. Because there is nothing better than getting together. Is there? And I love getting together with you. So welcome, my friends. Welcome. There is nothing better than getting together. Oh, friends, welcome to the meeting. This is a meeting. We are meeting today. Oh, friends, where are we meeting? We are underground. It's an underground meeting. So do you mean like a counterculture kind of? No, I mean literally underground. We are underground in a cave. I thought there's no better place to get together than actually in the earth. We can feel it. We're like a plant that's put down roots right in the, and then the roots go down so far they find a little cave and they go, this is fun. We will bed here. That's what they call it, a flower bed. We have found this cave and turned it into a cathedral, and there is a precedent for that. In western Kentucky, in Mammoth Cave, there is a large section that looks like a giant church. And people walked in there and they had that same thought. This looks like a church. Let's turn it into one. There is no space anywhere in the world that even partially resembles a church that hasn't been turned into one, because the people will walk in and they'll say, oh, look at this. And you say, this is an old Payless shoe store. Not anymore. Now it's a church. So, oh, this is a cave. Now it's a church. This is just a clearing in the wood. It's a church now. They don't mind doing that to any space. So we will walk into this space and we will declare it holy in our way and not assign it to any special way of thinking, not any one philosophy or theology. Our whole philosophy is there is nothing better than getting together. You cannot forget what you never knew, but you can forget what you don't know. And sometimes I forget how much I just don't know. Every time I go on the radio, say, what are you going to tell me about today, Hardy? Oh, well, I would like to explore the depths and breadths of my ignorance. It is like the Marietta Trench, Mariana. So I can't remember because I come from North Florida where there is a Mariana and a Marietta, Georgia. One of them's in Georgia. And I know better. But it gets so confusing because, once again, the depths and breadths of my ignorance are deep and broad. Oh, yes. There's so much I don't know. But I know a little, and that is that I don't know. And that is great. That's called being self-aware. I'm aware of myself. Like a puppet that's come alive. What is this? Are these hands? And you start looking at them and you go, I don't know. They are, but they're not very well made. I wish I had been created by a better puppet master. This one doesn't do. My thumbs look like pinkies. I'm not sure that they're functional. And what is this coming out of? There's still strings coming out of the back of my hand. Oh, you're just going to have to keep them there or they'll have to be surgically removed, like taking wires out of Neo in the Matrix. I will keep my strings. I will stay aware that I am but a puppet, a stringless puppet. And the strings, they don't need strings anymore because they have lasers. And I can be manipulated like that. Look at me dance. I'm being made to dance by a strange street performer. Who is that? It's also me. Oh, I wish I could go somewhere and just contemplate life for a while, quietly, not jail. But some, and I don't, maybe like one of those extended stay motels. And they used to call them monasteries. But now you can go downstairs and get a bagel or what have you at a set time. I think from 6 to 10 or something. But it used to be that Trappist monks would do this. Trappist monks like to pray, but also make candy. Because there is nothing better than getting together. And you cannot forget what you never knew, but you can forget what you don't know. And so the Trappist monks would gather together, and they would pray, and they would pray many, many times a day. Isn't that interesting? I found that out. And all the different prayers have different names. And you can go say, oh, you're thinking I'm Catholic. I know all the matins or something in the morning. Sexting, they call it. I guess it's when you say your prayers at 6. But they have a different name for it, and they pray. But when they're not praying, what do they do besides not talking? They make fudge, and they also make cheese. Now, this is, I'm going by the Trappist monastery that was near where I live, that was inhabited by Thomas Merton. I made it sound like he's an animal that's in a cave or something like that. He was inhabited by an infestation of Thomas Mertons. How many were there? They were all identical. This can happen in science fiction. In art, anything can happen. And in art, we've already conceived of something like this, where there is 100 Thomas Mertons, and they're all in the same Trappist monastery. And somehow, I don't know whether they're clones or they're robots or something, but they're all making fudge and praying together. Because even though they're one individual, they know that there is nothing better than getting together. And what are they getting together? They're getting fulfillment. They're getting candy. There is literally fudge to be made in prayer as we get together. Now, I'm not advocating prayer or not prayer or anything. When we get together, all I ask is that we maybe just don't all speak at once. I haven't gotten the rule. We don't have to worry about rules. We can talk about that. Let's just get together and make up the rules and admit that there's so much that we don't know. One of us, though, will insist that they do know something and get up and monopolize all the time and, you know, in the way that I am doing. Hardy, what makes you think that you have something to say? Well, I know I don't, which is why I should be the one with the microphone. I think, because people will be tempted to answer. I have a friend, and he's a beautiful soul, and I love him, and he's very smart. But if you ask him a question, he will attempt to answer. Now, this is regardless of whether he knows anything about the subject, but he feels obligated, or as if you've asked him to do something, and he must fulfill that obligation. And so he will tell you as much as he knows. It's like having a robot that's not connected to the internet or something, and you just have to say, wow, I haven't had it updated in a while. It's good. It's got a lot of info, but it's not connected. It's more like one of those, that French internet where you just got movie times. I forget what that was called. That was a good one. Do y'all remember that from living in France in the 90s? No, I don't. Well, why would you? There is nothing better than getting together. We create ourselves in the fire of our will. Mr. Hahn said that in Enter the Dragon, and I couldn't disagree with him more. Oh, do we, though? I feel like the fire of our will is only part of it. Some of it is the weather. If you ever observe a mountain, you will see that the ones on the East Coast are smaller, and the ones on the West Coast of the United States are bigger and sharper. Why is that? Well, they have been worn down over time, the ones on the East Coast. They have weathered, and so now they're nothing on the top. They're all bald like me. No, they're just worn down by the weather. It can eat away at anything, and it can certainly eat away at our lives. There's so much that bombards us like sand blowing out of an hourglass. These are the days of our lives. It blows out of the hourglass, and it abrades the thing it hits. You've seen something sandblasted. We're all sandblasted by time, and we all change. Your will is only a small part of it, so don't beat yourself up. Say, oh, I wanted to be a vascular surgeon, but here I am. It's not clear what I do, so I'm supposed to be like an internet technology person, but I end up doing these spreadsheets for stuff we need to buy. I'm not clear what my job is, really, but I have to come to the office things, but I'm not a vascular surgeon. Is it because, Hardy, is it because my will? In that same movie, Bruce Lee points up at a star, and the child that he is with looks at his hand. And so he takes the hand and he hits the child, and then he reaches into its chest, pulls out its heart, shows the heart to the child, puts the heart back, seals the chest, puts his hand on the child's head, erases the child's memory of that event so as not to traumatize him, goes back to pointing at the stars. The child looks at the hand, and Bruce Lee says to him, "Don't look at the finger, or you will miss all of the heavenly glory." Don't look at the... I heard you. I know, I'm just repeating it for dramatic effect. At the finger, or you will miss all of the heavenly glory. There is nothing that I could disagree with more. Now, I love looking at the heavenly glory. Don't get me wrong. But the heavenly glory is baffling and unknowable. The hand in front of my face is accessible and a miracle and full of heavenly glory. I'm going to look at the hand, the beautiful pointing hand. There is a reason that the Renaissance artists drew these over and over again, hands in all sorts of positions. They wanted to figure out the mystery of the hand. It's hard to draw hands. We've all heard that when someone's looking at our picture that we've made. They'll say, "Hey," you say, "what do you think of this drawing?" And they go, "Wow, it's hard to draw hands." And then you go, "You know what?" And then you curse them. But it is. And so they had to figure it out. To do that, you must look at a hand. You must stare at a hand. There is nothing wrong with looking and concentrating on what's right in front of you. Because what's off in the heavens, that's spectacular, and we must look at that. But even the physicists that look at that are really just staring at the data that's right in front of their face. They're not always looking off into the distance where you cannot see. We create ourselves in the fire of our will, Mr. Hahn. Don't look at the finger. All bad advice. All good advice. All advice. It's advice. It's just words. Take them. Rub them on your skin. You can do that with anything. We now know that. Go and look at the skin products in the store. They're all just food. Someone says, "I wonder what's going to happen if I just wipe this. I've got vegetable cream cheese schmear. I'm going to put it on my face." And look what happens. And all of a sudden, goes into a tube, put a celebrity's name on it, and it's a skincare product. That comes from experimenting. Because celebrities are so bored, they've got to say, I don't know what... I'm so bored, I think I'll just put raisins in my ears. Voila. I don't know what comes of that. Maybe nothing good. There is nothing better than getting together. You cannot forget what you never knew, but you can forget what you don't know. Trappist monks like to pray, but also make candy. We create ourselves in the fire of our will. William Penn owned Pennsylvania, but was also imprisoned in the Tower of London. Even if you own an entire state, at some point the end will come. And how is that experience any better than just being somebody living on the land, living in the shadow of William Penn? William Penn was 500 feet tall. And so a lot of people said, I'm going to live on this side of William Penn because we get both the sunshine in the morning, but then in the afternoon, we get some shade. So the question is, where is William Penn facing? He's either facing north or he could be facing any direction. Who knows where his shadow is certainly going to be cast that way. Either way, side view William Penn is still going to cast a large shadow. Oh, yes. But see, the bigger they are, the harder they fall into a giant prison tower. Now, I don't know if that's ever happened to you. I'm not going to say it hasn't. I hate going around saying things like that, and I'll go, "Hardy, I was imprisoned in the Tower of London." Being imprisoned anywhere, having your freedom taken away from you, even if you so-called deserve it, is horrible. It's hard to think about. We don't think about it. We don't think about it. When we think about prisoners, we all think everybody in there deserves their lot. Everybody who has had their freedom taken away from them, everybody who has been physically apprehended and stuck into a small room for an extended period of time against their will, certainly they must deserve it, said Job's comforters. But not everyone does. But if we face that truth, oh, it's so hard. If you right now can step out of your home, say, "I have freedom at least. I may have a lot of other things, but maybe I can walk across the street and nobody's going to, throw a noose around my neck or something. Who knows what will happen to us. But if you have any freedom at all right now, I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky. Because I've lowered my expectations so far. And you say, well, that's terrible. No. I was encouraged to, when you're young, you say, dream big dreams. Like, I've dreamt them. Now what? Now make them come true. And you think, gosh, you're not dreaming the same thing I am, because the things that I've dreamt, I don't even know if they're possible, much less make them come true. But I'll try. And so I started jumping off of large buildings because my dreams told me I could fly. But then, boy, I'll tell you, after a couple falls, I realized I'm just going to concentrate on walking and just be really good at that, maybe. And then, if I can do that at all, I'm going to feel happy of myself. Oh, why lower your standards, Hardy? Why don't you keep them high? Why don't you be William Penn and own Pennsylvania? I don't want to own Pennsylvania. It's too large. He couldn't have gone everywhere in it, even at 500 feet. Figure it out. He still would have not been able to traverse all of it in the short time. He didn't really live a short time. I guess he could have. I don't know much about William Penn. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to educate you as much as I'm trying to stimulate your imagination. A plate of plastic food can stimulate your appetite. It doesn't have to be actual food. It doesn't have to be anything. And that's what I want to do. I am plastic food. I am a bowl of synthetic ramen. Perhaps I'm even nylon. I don't know what I'm made of. But I can tell you this. I'm not actual food. But I will remind you to go out and get a proper bowl of noodles. And by bowl of noodles, I mean information, experience. Oh, enter the world and take it all in. You're fine. I think you're wonderful. I think you're wonderful. I've seen everybody who's ever lived on the planet, and you're just fine. Don't worry about that. Someone's put some pressure on you, had some expectations for you, and they forgot to tell you a few things. They forgot to tell you there is nothing better than getting together. You cannot forget what you never knew, but you can forget what you don't know. Trappist monks like to pray, but also make candy. We create ourselves in the fire of our will, but we don't. William Penn owned Pennsylvania, but also was imprisoned in the Tower of London. Are Lord Baltimore, Sir Lord Baltimore, and the Baron of Baltimore the same person? Well, now, one of those is an early heavy metal band. But other than that, perhaps yes. Also, one of them is a character on my show. So perhaps yes and perhaps no. So maybe only one of them is pertinent to the story of William Penn. And the others are pertinent to the story of the history of heavy metal and also of my show. How is my show like heavy metal? Well, what is heavy metal other than rock that makes you a little bit frightened? And what am I other than spoken word that makes you a little bit frightened? Are you not frightened? I have nothing to be frightened of. Hardy, you're not frightening. You're not scary at all. I thought that was your whole thing. You're trying not to scare me. You don't want to be scared. You want to be a person whistling in a graveyard. Are you whistling? Are you whistling on your own grave? Let me tell you something. We are not a church group, but we do have a name, I think, that's just like some of them. Now you got your Quakers, you got your Shakers, and you got your Clay Pigeon Waking Bakers. And what are we? I think we're the Shiverers. I don't know exactly what I believe, and I don't know exactly what is true, but I do know this. Occasionally I get a shiver. I will see something or experience something or feel something, and it will give me a shiver. All that I can be certain of is my experience. My brain is feeble. All I can do is feel, and those feelings occasionally make me shiver.
Now you could say, well, that means somebody is walking over your grave. And I would say to that, well, then maybe I'm going to be buried underneath a mall food court because there's a lot of heavy traffic over my grave right now. It can't possibly be in a graveyard. If they're walking over my grave, then I'm buried everywhere. Oh, that could be. Maybe I explode. When I was young, I would read the Time Life book science books. And that's why I was turned on to certain scientific principles like spontaneous human combustion. And these books would describe things like that. Also, when it would rain frogs or fish or toasters or meat. It rained meat in Kentucky. So I was turned on to all those possibilities. And the idea that I might just blow up like that and all my pieces be scattered to the four winds. There's more than four winds now because there's south by southwest winds. So there's eight winds. There could be more if you're nautical. I think there's more than that if they're nautical winds. But I was scattered all over the earth, and that is now my resting place. These radio waves that come out of me, they're just like spittle. And they say that, spitting in the microphone, because you're both spitting in the microphone, and you're figuratively spitting. You're spitting radio waves. Electricity is coming out of my mouth. I mean, it isn't, but I'm speaking into something that will turn my words into electricity. That fascinates me. So much so I'm going to just be quiet for a while. No, I cannot be quiet. Why can you not be quiet? Because sometimes the electricity that comes from your mouth is like the rains that water the crops. They must come, and they must come consistently, because those crops need nourishing. Oh, my friends, I know that you crave that nourishment. That's why Miracle Nutrition tries to provide that for you. I want to lift you up. There's so many trying to bury you. Why are they trying to step upon you? Because they want you to believe that their deodorant is going to solve your problem. But if you don't have any problems, then what they have to do is make problems for you. So you were being held in a state of abject misery so that you will feel needs and wants that you can that can only be fulfilled by making orders online, by pressing a button that will bring you an object or something. Because you forgot how to make it. I'm speaking only to myself. I've forgotten how to make magical objects. I remembered this when I was a child. I would go outside and I could find something and I could take an object and make it absolutely magical. It was free. It could be a rock. I could take a rock and say, this rock came from some underground fortress, it's sort of like a temple, like a castle. And this was the last rock to go in, and it's magic. And I would think things like that. And now I don't think things like that. And I wait for someone else to tell me what the magic rocks are. And then I'm willing to make sacrifices for someone else's magic rock. Because I've forgotten how to make my own. I used to be able to entertain myself, and now I pay most of my money to be entertained.
Entertain me. Inform me. I do not want to be left alone with my own thoughts. And now they've designed these things. You don't have to be left alone with your own thoughts ever. You can have someone else's thoughts in your head almost all day long. And they go right in. So you put these wires in your ears and someone else's thoughts will go into your head. It used to be just when you were reading or something, you'd get them. So I'm going to think about, Maupassant's thoughts for a while. Right? I'm going to Balzac it. But now I'm going to put it away, and I'm going to go take a walk, and I'm going to look at my surroundings, and I'm going to think about that and how it applies to Balzac. But now you can have Balzac's podcast in your ears 24 hours a day, and you needn't think about anything else. Music, other people's tunes, everything in your head for you. You don't have to think of a thing. All of your thoughts. I know how painful it is to think. You don't have to. You can have somebody else do it. Are you doing it for me?
I understand this dynamic. I know that I am speaking on the other people's thoughts machine to you, and so I am going to put in something subversive. I am going to put in the subversive thought that you are writing this show. This is your show. You must listen to me, but you must be thinking your own thing. Your thoughts must wander. I am trying not to be perfectly cogent so that you have room. It's like one of those books that has some blank pages in the back that say, notes? Notes? Why would I take notes? Isn't all the information here? No, this is not complete. This is incomplete. This is a coloring book. It only works when you get out the crayons and you put the color in. You must color Miracle Nutrition. It is not complete. It is simply outlines. It's something that's made to stimulate you, to get you to go on and do things, to think things, to make magic objects, to miracle nourish. That's what this is meant to do. And I have to do it in a group setting, because there is nothing better than getting together. And we're getting this together, aren't we? Aren't we getting this together? Are you getting it? I'm getting it. We're together. We're both getting it. What are we getting? You cannot forget what you never knew, but you can forget what you don't know. Like Trappist monks like to pray, but they also make candy. We create ourselves in the fire of our will. Mr. Hahn in Enter the Dragon said that. But it's not really true. William Penn owned Pennsylvania, but was also imprisoned in the Tower of London. Is Lord Baltimore, Sir Lord Baltimore, and Baron of Baltimore the same person? There can be more than one Baruch Spinoza. If you've been listening to the show, you will no doubt note that one of my friends on the show is Butch Spinoza. Butch's given name is Baruch Spinoza. Now, if you are a person that has ever heard of Baruch Spinoza, I don't know how else to put it. Maybe you took a philosophy class or something at school. Or maybe they just maybe it comes up on the internet. Maybe there's a meme that I'm not familiar with where it's a picture of Baruch Spinoza is going, lens grinder or something, and then there's something clever. I don't know. But no doubt you have heard that there is a philosopher who lived a few hundred years ago, and his name was Baruch Spinoza. Is this the same person? Is my Butchie the same Baruch Spinoza? Yes and no. Yes and no. What constitutes the same? Ship of Theseus paradox. I don't know. They might not have the same materials, but what if they were just slowly replaced? What if there's some sort of link over time? So that's how the ship paradox works. So you've got this ship of Theseus. Doesn't have to be his ship. Could be anybody's. Let's make it Popeye's. I'm going to do that. It's the ship of Popeye. Well, sometimes it's pronounced Popeye. So it's the ship of Popeye. So Popeye the Sailor Man had a ship, and it sat there in the harbor, and Popeye went on and did many things. He beat up Brutus and Bluto and wed Olive Oil. And they had a child with no feet named Sweet Pea. And finally, Popeye perished. And he is buried in the cemetery for swollen-armed sailors. But his ship remained in the harbor. And there it was to be preserved and cared for over the centuries. Well, slowly things would need repairs, like the masts would crumble and would need to be replaced. The boards on the deck would get worn and would need to be replaced. After many years, it turns out that everything on that ship had been replaced. So, if everything's been replaced, is it still the ship of Popeye? That's the question. And you say, well, clearly, yes, because they have a link. Those boards were together with the other boards. If you brought in a duplicate and you say, this is the ship of Popeye, and say, no, it doesn't really have any connection. It, like this other one, is made of different materials, but there's still some connection. It's not that much of a paradox, right? We would accept that. What about our connection to Baruch Spinoza? Even if he is not your direct relative, you contain the same stuff. And that stuff gets replaced in every generation. The blueprints come, but the material is different. So, all of evolution and living biology is a ship of Theseus. You are the same thing. You are Baruch Spinoza. You're just in another place in another time, and you have another name.
Well, then you're not.
Well, I think you are. And you could have the same name. Does that make you more? If your name is George Washington, or if your name is Mary Plimpton, Mary Washington, it doesn't mean that you're the same person. Do you understand? If your name is Elizabeth Gaskill, it doesn't mean that you're the Victorian writer. Does that make sense? But if your name is Judy Furlow, you could be the Victorian writer Elizabeth Gaskill.
How is that so?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to make you think.
But what if you make me think something that's wrong?
Ah, gosh. Then that's art. Listen. There are some things that just can't be made. There are some things that cannot be experienced, but we can experience them through art, can we not? That's why those paintings in the Renaissance and all had such an impact.
Look at that. I didn't know babies could float.
Exactly. Look at them floating, though. That's the proof right there. You might have imagined it, but look, now you see it. Babies are floating. Art can make you feel that. It can make you have some experience that you think is absolutely real. Oh, how wonderful that is. We can use it for all sorts of things. Oh, the places that we can go. We can go deep within the earth. We can go out in space. We can look at the finger 1 second and look at all the heavenly glory the next second. There is nothing better than getting together. You cannot forget what you never knew, but you can forget what you don't know. Trappist monks like to pray, but also make candy. We create ourselves in the fire of our will. Mr. Hunt said that it entered the dragon, but it's not true. William Penn owned Pennsylvania, but was also imprisoned in the Tower of London. Lord Baltimore, Sir Lord Baltimore, Baron of Baltimore. There can be more than one Baruch Spinoza. I go to religious services sometimes just because I like the sounds or the smells or something. Sometimes the smell is just an older person's cologne or something. Sometimes the place has a smell. Maybe it's musty. People like to worship in musty environments for some reason. This smells damp, like I imagine the cloak of our Lord or something. I don't even know why. But they do like a sort of places that remind them, I guess, of organic, of their own mortality, maybe. Is that why caves would be kind of weird? Because they seem like they go on forever. But these cathedrals do too. But then they burn down. But do caves burn down? It would take a lot. I don't know. I get sort of intimidated by places that endure like that. Places that seem eternal. Do you want to go into a place like that with me? Come on in. We're looking for a site. This would be a fun thing to do. Why don't we call a bunch of real estate agents and say, we're a congregation, and we're looking for a place to worship. And then just asking to see every commercial space, everything that's just every big room, every Quonset hut. You know, just I want to see everything. Take me to the warehouse district. Do you think we can have it in here? I was helping a friend unload stuff from one of those used storerooms, and there was some guys there, and they had some kind of cleaning company, I guess, and they were using the used storeroom to store caustic deadly chemicals, which is against the rules. But I didn't know what to say. I didn't want to be a rat or anything, but I thought, well, that's not real cool. So, but if they can do that, I think that we could have maybe a small service in a used storeroom. I don't know if that's probably not. Maybe against the rules, but what are rules even? That's just a group A group gets together and they decide on a certain behavior. And I think if we talk to you storm places, they'd be okay with it. Can you think of anything? Is there any other suggestions we can have?
Right out on the street. All right. Well, we might need a roof, though, because there's some older folks and there's weather. A big tent.
Yes, people used to do that. Lots of tents. Tents were big, especially in the South. You'd come in through and just like it's a temporary church. Anything with a ceiling.
What about those things you park your RVs under?
Yes, those big fiberglass things that you park RVs under. That's a great suggestion. Anybody else?
Something dome.
Yes, one of those big stadiums or anything. I don't think we quite have enough people. Anything else?
An overturned swimming pool.
Yes, an overturned above-ground swimming pool would be fine. It might be a little bit. We might have to squat in it. Any other suggestions?
Overturned silo.
I don't know. That,
an empty silo.
I don't know if that's cool, if that's good or not.
What are the water tower tanks?
Again, I don't want to, you know, throw a wet blanket on anything, but we do have some older folks. I just don't see how they're going to get at the ladder of the water tank to get in there. It's got to be accessible. We have some differently abled folks. I want them to be able to get in it.
Radio!
Yeah, I'm not the first to think of this. Oh, the minute radio came out, there were people say, oh, I'm going to get on it and I'm going to spread my beliefs. Or I'm going to get on it and I'm going to use other people's beliefs to manipulate them. That's what I'll do. I'll exploit their beliefs. I'll get on the radio and I'll blah, 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 blah. Oh, that happened quickly on television.
So are you saying you're better than that?
No, I'm not that clever. Oh, I'm too stupid to use it for power manipulation or anything. I'm a big dummy. I come on it. Listen, half the people tuned in probably stopped listening because they heard, oh, this is underground, and they don't want to hear it. But you don't mind being part of the underground. And you understand my words. And you know that I am speaking in symbolic language, that all the things that I say point beyond themselves, that their meaning is clear and obfuscated at the same time, that I say what I mean, but I disguise it, so that you know that ghost is not a real ghost, it's just a child in a sheet, but it still represents a ghost, doesn't it? There is nothing better than getting together. You cannot forget what you never knew, but you can forget what you don't know. Trappist monks like to pray, but also make candy. We create ourselves in the fire of our will. Mr. Han said that in Enter the Dragon, but it's not true. William Penn owned Pennsylvania, but was also imprisoned in the Tower of London. Lord Baltimore, Sir Lord Baltimore, the Baron of Baltimore are the same person and not the same person. There can be more than one Baruch Spinoza. And that's who you are. It is said that Baruch Spinoza was a lens grinder, which I take it to mean he worked at one of those one-hour glasses places. Now, how many philosophers are doing that? How many philosophers are cutting hair at one of those chain haircutting places? How many philosophers are changing oil at You Oil 'Em or one of those quick change oily places? Oily quick change places is, of course, what I meant. But I'm sure they're oily. They're covered with oil. There's oil everywhere. The oil is in the cans. Doesn't make them not oily. Is that fair?
Yes.
How many of you have a worldview? How many of you long for the truth? How many of you are unafraid to say things that you know will be considered a threat to those who would like to control others' beliefs? Oh, it's so difficult. People think what they want to sometimes. You get in an argument with them. Why are they not listening to me? Why can't they be reasoned with? What is wrong with you? Why can't you see my truth? Well, that's it. I'm done with you. I've had it with you. You must not be a human being. I can't relate to you anymore because your truth is not my truth.
Well, there is objective truth.
There is, isn't there? And I'm the one who can see it.
See, I don't know.
I think so. I just go with my feelings. I try to reason things out, and I do, and I use rational thought.
I do, and I do think things are objectively true, don't you? Like, where's the bathroom? There's a right answer, and there's a wrong. Where's the closest bathroom if you're dealing with somebody who's a smart aleck? Where's the closest? I have to use it. Just please show me, and let's not mess around with words. You know what I mean.
It's right over there, sir.
Thank you. Clear interaction there. I'd like a sandwich. You bring me a sandwich. I wish that clarity could come to complex discussions. Oh, but words. We're wedded to so many of them. And they bring along with them thousands of years of stuff. We don't know whether. I bought a ship the other day. And they said, this is modeled on Popeye's ship. And I said, Popeye? And they said, yes. And then I had the ship for a while, and I realized something. I realized that in the corner of the main cabin, where you do all your map reading and your spinach eating, there was, in the table, a coin embedded. And the coin was from, it said, King Features. And then I realized that this was the original ship of Popeye, that everything had not been changed, that this coin remained. They thought they'd replaced everything, but the coin remained, and I found it, and I realized that I had the original ship of Popeye. And then I read about this fella who had found all the discarded wood from the ship of Popeye and reassembled it, and he said he had the real ship of Popeye. Because that was all the real wood. They didn't have the coin. I had the coin.
You, my friends, have that coin. If you are listening to Hardy White right now at this moment in time, you are alive. You are alive on the earth at a specific hour, at a specific moment, at a specific time. You are feeling something. I don't know what you're experiencing. A wide range of human emotions, I'm sure. A feeling that's a mixture of pain and pleasure, maybe. Maybe you're feeling both certain and confused. You are walking this earth like many humans have before, in a state of certainty and confusion. Doing things, sustaining yourself, but not knowing exactly how. Not knowing where the needs that are being met, where those things are coming from necessarily. They are at hand, but what is their origin? Things are just happening to you. You are created in the fire of not just your will, but the collective will, and no will at all. Just a burning fire, an inferno of change. You are adapting and changing. And ultimately, you personally will fail. We will all fail. All of this ends for all of us. But it goes on for others. It continues for others. You touch someone. You are a plank on the ship of Popeye. You may touch that coin, the thing that will endure forever, the thing that will remind you of your links to the past and the future and to all human beings, and remind you there is nothing better than getting together.
I forgot that. You can't forget what you never knew. I don't know what I know. Do I know everything?
You can forget what you don't know.
I like to pray, but I feel like I have needs. I've got my physical needs. I can't be pure. I can't be a saint.
Trappist monks like to pray, but they also make candy.
I feel like I've got no control over my life, that things are just happening to me.
We create ourselves in the fire of our will. Mr. Han, who is the bad guy in Enter the Dragon, said that, and he's wrong.
Well, I feel I don't have anything. I haven't made a big name for myself. I'm not successful. I don't own a lot of land.
William Penn owned Pennsylvania, but he was also imprisoned in the Tower of London. And then he died.
Well, I don't really know my history.
Lord Baltimore, Sir Lord Baltimore, Baron of Baltimore. They could be three different people or the same person.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I have no free will.
There can be more than one Baruch Spinoza.
Oh, I am visiting Hardy for the first time. You may say, I've never been over to Hardy's house. What a strange place. Well, let me make you feel welcome, my friends. I want to lift up your heart. Oh, I've seen you. I'm not even going to let you say anything hateful or silly that make me mad at you. That's right. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to give things to you and send you on your way. That way our relationship stays absolutely perfect. I love when someone comes to my door, I don't let them get a word in edgewise. I just tell them how much they mean to me, and then I send them on their way. Because if they should say something back, what if we get in an argument? That's silly. Because the whole point was just to be together and to encounter one another. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether there's there is or isn't a hell, or whether I need a sealant put on my driveway, or whether the branches of the hemlock are touching the roof. I'm glad that you came to my door to tell me all those things, but really, you don't have to. Some of them I already knew. Some of them I didn't need to know. Some of them I got taken care of. The end. But it sure was good to see your face, to look into your eyes, because there is something strange that happens when you look at another human being. Whether you want to or not, you start to recognize that they're alive. Now, your brain can do what it wants with it. Some people's brains are better at feeling what that's like. Some people can't feel it. I don't know whether to blame them or not. There are those who can't feel for others. I don't want to make that a moral failing if it's their brain. People have different kinds of brains. I gotta take that into account. Your brain might just work differently than mine. So, am I going to make it a moral failing on your part? If you had a bad memory and you forgot something, like you forgot to not touch the sacred item on the ship of papaya, say everybody comes into the cabin has to touch the sacred coin, and you didn't. Well, I forgot because I have a bad memory. Well, that still makes you a bad person. No! It doesn't. You forgot. How about, I am incapable of feeling empathy? Well, that may be. We all want to think that we're created in the fire of our will. But some of us are created in a fire made of the wood of the ship of papyri. Oh, yes. We are ashes dancing on the burning embers, floating willy-nilly. We are as a driven leaf on the water, in the gutter, blowing hither and thither and thither there, and back. All right? So that's what it feels like to be human. I want to come to you with my arms outstretched, walk up to you, and you say, I'm not a hugger. And I go, oop, ba 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 ba, and I pretend I was just yawning. That's what I want to do. Oh, come here. Don't hug me. Oh, I wasn't hugging. Stretchies, how are you today? I try not to, it's very difficult, but I try not to initiate any contact with people because I'm not entitled to their physicality. That is something that we must decide together. So I never grab anybody or put my hand on their shoulder or do any kind of thing like that. Think about that. So, well, I don't want to be told what to do. Well, it's another person's body, so can't you at least, you know, keep your hands to yourself? I always wait, and there's nothing, and say, so, well, I feel awkward saying, can we hug? I'd feel more awkward if I touched somebody who really super didn't want to be touched. So I do ask. And maybe maybe because I'm getting older, I don't feel as self-conscious or like I'm going to be judged. So I ask, I have way more questions than I used to, and I'm way more inclined to be naturally humble because life has humbled me by kicking me in the rear end when I think I know it all. So all of my attempts at being a know-it-all, all of my attempts at being consistently right have been thwarted by my own selfishness and ignorance and all that stuff, and I think knowing that goes a long way because you can't forget what you never knew, but you can forget what you don't know. Trappist monks like to pray, but also make candy.
I have things to say. Sometimes I want to yell into the world. Oh, come on now. No more war, strife, no more hatred, no more pain, no more bigotry. Oh, like that. I don't want to yell it out. I want to yell it out, but I also just want to make candy. I also just want to give you fudge. That's all I want to do. I want to make it.
You know, fudge can be, sometimes when you say that, I think about duty.
Well, I'm giving you lots of duty, too. I am giving you lots of animal excrement. But I know that animal excrement, though stinky and abundant, can be used for fertilizer. And I know that you're growing something out there. Not, you're growing ideas, aren't you? I want you to think. I want you to grow and have that internal life. You know, you don't have to walk around wearing this silly hat that you know is going to get you mocked if you're not emotionally able to do that. But inside your head, inside your mansion in there, inside your brain, I want you to free yourself. You can think, you have, your ancestors have been told for thousands of years that they are not in control of their internal life. And I'm telling you, I am unafraid. I am unafraid of you, neighbor, if you take control of your internal life. I am unafraid. You may think what you will. Go ahead. There's some things that if you try to do them and they cause me pain, I may have to actively thwart them. But as far as what's in your head, that's you, and you don't have to tell a soul. But gosh, I want you to be you, but, you know, for everybody. But if you feel you can't, at least be it for yourself. At least do that. At least be your friend. You know you're worth it. I think you are. And it's probably just other people in your head telling you aren't. Oh, yes. You can be the real Lord Baltimore, the real Baron of Baltimore, or you can be someone doing a Hans Conried impression and then saying, I am the Baron of Baltimore. Inexplicably. Well, not inexplicably. Hans Conried was from Baltimore. And now you know. Who is that? That's a character actor from before my time. Well, who it is a character actor from before your time, unless it isn't.
Oh, no, I'm your age and older. Hardy,
how can you be both?
Just I am.
All right. Well, you know who that is. These are all things that made an impression on me. When I was a young person, I would gather information, and I would get obsessed. I would focus on something, let's say the Three Stooges or something. I'd have to learn everything. But then at some point I would stop. And once my brain was full, I would try to make something of my own. I would use that as a sort of fuel. So I would eat in the Three Stooges, and then I would excrete my own art. That's what your art is. It's just exquisite thought excrement. But it's not useless. It really is. Fertilizer, or some of it could be great for its own sake. Because it's not like regular excrement where you... This retains something. All the nutrients don't... They get absorbed, but they also stay in the thing. So that's a bad analogy, maybe. What? I don't know what I'm... Look, cud? Maybe that's it? I don't know. You chew it up. You chew up the Three Stooges, and then you swallow it into your rumen, into your second stomach, and then you regurgitate it and chew on it and offer it to others to be chewed on. So what you're getting right now, and you knew this, is my chewed up Three Stooges cud. Enjoy. Is this really what I'm listening to? Am I being entertained and informed, Hardy? I don't know. I think you're being benevolently manipulated. That's what I'm trying to do. I may not be succeeding at it, but I'm certainly trying to do it. Do you understand? I can be a puppeteer and working a marionette and say, I am a puppeteer working a marionette. And you can look at it and say, that is terrible. That marionette doesn't look alive at all. It looks like you're just dangling it. It looks like a wooden boy wind chime. It doesn't look like it's really alive. You're not doing it correctly. Well, it doesn't mean I'm not doing it. I'm still trying to do it. It may not be perfect. It may not even be passable. But that doesn't matter. What matters is the effort. Because whether I do this well or not, it still disappears. It goes away. You know, it doesn't build up. It's not like books. You know, if each one of these episodes of Miracle Nutrition was a book, pardon me, I did. Was that your stomach? It may have been. I have to go on, even if my body is making noises, I have to persevere. If all these episodes were books, imagine what my section in the bookstore would look like. But they're not. They disappear. They're chalk drawings. Except there's archives. There are archives. Yes. I don't know what to do with that problem. But let's say they're not. You just hear it on the radio like it used to be. And then it just disappears. How about that? If you knew the things you said and did would not endure, what would you say? If you knew you couldn't be held accountable, what would you say? What would you say to your fellow human beings? I think about that all day, every day. What do I say to others? They're going to be listening. They might need me. It's very daunting if you are a person who visits like shut-ins or something. Because you think, well, am I good company? Am I saying something to them that's interesting? And then you realize, if you've done it for a while, that what matters is showing up. What matters is being there consistently. It's not what you say, it's creating the opportunity to say something. The most wonderful backhanded compliment I ever got was, in all that stuff that Hardy does, sometimes there's a gem. I'll take it. I will take it that I am a pan full of mud and rocks, but if you look through it carefully, you're going to find a nugget of gold. That sounds fantastic. And it's free gold. Because if you went to another spot and they say, okay, we're going to put a whole pan full of gold in front of you, you know that ain't free. That costs. This, if you're going to find gold, you got to dig through some stuff. I don't mind giving you the dirt and the mud and the duty to dig through. That's good. The digging is the gold. The digging is the gold. The digging is the gold. There's nothing better than getting together. You cannot forget what you never knew. You cannot forget what you don't know. Trappist monks like to pray, but also make candy. We create ourselves in the fire of our will. Mr. Han said that in Enter the Dragon. He was wrong. William Penn owned Pennsylvania, but was also imprisoned in the Tower of London. Lord Baltimore, Sir Lord Baltimore, and the Baron of Baltimore are both the same person and not the same person. There can be more than one Baruch Spinoza. Am I Baruch Spinoza? No. I am Hardy White, and you are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in New York City and Rockland County, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide. I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you for all the listeners who contributed last month. I will work your names into a show instead of just saying thank you. I will try to do that, where all the characters are named from people that supported the station. And we thank you, because you wouldn't be getting any of this. You wouldn't be nourished by me or anyone else if it wasn't for you. That's it. We don't just say that. Oh, you're a big part of it. No, no, no. It's literally all about you. It literally is. That's it. It's a listener thing. That's good. Other places aren't. This is what it feels like. I hope you love it. And I'll tell you what, with all my heart, I hope to love you too. And may I find a way to do that, to break through my ignorance and my fear, and to be able to love more perfectly. And until I figure that out, I will stay on the air. All right. See you again next week.
Oh! needs that this cross right in the morning for thee. To go with me every day. To go with me. Oh Lord,
I'll go anywhere.
Have you ever felt like you've been cheated? Harmoniers Quintet, Jesus Goes With Me. Great gospel record, courtesy of the Fortune record label. Where else? What kind of gospel record would sound like that other than the Fortune record label? 1957. Right before that, we heard The Lord's Messengers out of Boston.